Do you happen to know their education?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure, quite sure, that my great grandmother, who was a must have been quite well educated, because she was one of the leading women in St. Augustine during the Civil War on the southern side, and she was, because of her French connection, she was in a special category, and when the Union soldiers came here, they respected her greatly. They didn't touch her land or her household affairs or bother her in any way, because she was under the protection of France, and she operated a boarding house here, and from all accounts, from what I've heard, she must have been a rather well-educated woman. I don't know what her education was.
That's amazing. So, and then your mother's mother, she was somewhat educated, very well, or?
My mother's mother, I don't know what her education was, but it was very probably the local schools here. She was born and raised here. She went to the Catholic schools. And I know of no reason why she would not have graduated from high school. I don't know, but certainly not beyond that.
Mm-hmm. And her occupation was?
I have no idea, except that she was a housewife.
And let's see, I have to cover all these. You have to bear with me.
Sorry.
Your mother's father.
All right. His name is Justo. J-U-S-T-O.
And he was born in St. Augustine?
He was born in St. Augustine.
And his education was about?
I'm sure it was limited because I knew him personally. And as I regard him, he was a very practical man, but he didn't appear as a young, he died when I was 20. Of course, I didn't know him quite well. I was already working in the bank when he died. He died in, as a matter of fact, he died in my arms. And he was, I was close to him, but he did not have the appearance of a very well-educated man, although he was very practical. Oh, he was so interested in astronomy and the stars, and enjoyed predicting the weather. And talked very intelligently, but I don't believe he was. If he got a high school education, it would certainly not be more than that.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And his occupation?
He was a farmer.
Farmer.
He was a farmer in all of my young life, until he must have been a farmer earlier than that. He had he owned the old ferry place, which was across the river, which is now the San Lorenzo Cemetery, the Catholic cemetery. He sold that part of his land to the Catholic Church for a cemetery in 1882.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. 1882. Let's see. Oh, and your spouse, your wife, her age, you have to move on.
She was born in 1908. She's 69 years old. Her birthday is the 24th of January.